SBS Radio.
One day to go bago ang Philippine Fiesta 2019 ng Victoria. At kalinya nito, kasama natin ngayong araw ang ilan sa mga guest performers na tiyak na aabangan bukas sa Queen Victoria Market. Crystal May Diaz. Magandang araw, Crystal.
Hello po. Good morning.
Ayan. At syempre, kasama din natin ang kakaibang musika ng Batingaw People's Music, Joven, Eugene, and Celine. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Wow. Morning po.
Nako, salamat sa inyong oras. Alam ko medyong excited na kayo para bukas. Tama ba? Excited?
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be our maiden performance.
Ay, parang launching
first
pala
time.
Ito.
Oh, first time namin lalabas sa public.
As Batingaw People's
Music.
Oo, kasi kayong lahat, may iba't ibang grupo na kayo dati.
Yeah, before.
Wow. Four. How about you, Crystal? Is this like one of the biggest events that you ever do for Melbourne, Panel?
Opo, first time. Ah. Sa Philippines kasi halos.
Oh, okay. Sige, bago po natin pag-usapan ng detalye sa ng fiesta, mas maigi po nakilalanin muna natin ating mga bisita. Simulan muna natin sa solo performer na si Crystal. So Crystal, tell us something about yourself para makilala ka naman namin.
Hi, I'm Crystal from Pampanga and 3 years na ako dito sa Australia and I'm here with my family po.
Ah, okay. So, nabasa ko yung iyong profile. Ang dami mo nang nagawa sa Philippines. Tell us about your group there, yung mga sinalihan mo.
Opo. Mahilig po akong mag-audition sa ABS-CBN tsaka sa Channels 7.
Ano yung napag-auditionan mo na?
Sumali po ako sa Will Time Big Time, yung sa show po ni Manny, ay ni Willy Revillame, and then meron din po kay Manny Pacquiao, pati po sa X Factor Philippines.
Sumali kami to say may contest?
Opo, meron po.
Anong contest ito?
Singing contest din po siya Tapos po, parang nag-ask po sila na kung sino po yung mga fresh graduates saka yung mga amateurista po. So, nag-join po ako doon. So, mga 2,000 mga audition po kami. Tapos, mapalad po ako nakapasok sa 8 contestants or 6 yata.
Wow! So, dala-dala mo yung Pampanga.
Opo. Tapos, nung nag-graduate po ako, yun po, nag-start na po akong sumali sa isang production, which is yun nga po yung nag-singer host po ako sa Yan Kiddy Show.
Ano tong Yan Kiddy Show? Is it a TV show?
Ano po, nag-show po kami kasama po yung ibang celebrities. Parang variety show and educational show po siya for the kids.
Okay.
Tapos po, umikot po kami around the Philippines. So, pinakamalayo ko pong napuntahan is Apari.
Apari. Wow. Oh. Never been there. Punta ka na doon, kuya.
It's on the top.
Wow.
Bandang north. Sa north din naman po ako. So, okay lang po.
Okay. So, and you also do theater, right?
Opo. Nung nasa college po, from first year to fourth year college, part po ako ng theater prod.
Mm-mm. At alam ko, sumali ka din sa as singer and dancer sa Sex Bomb.
Sex Bomb.
Wow.
Opo. Pinilit lang
parang
po ako ng mama ko. Parang
daring move yun para sa'yo.
Opo. Pati po sa pageant, pinilit niya po ako sa Miss Silka Philippines.
O, so madami ka talaga.
So mama ko po talaga yung nagpupush sa akin every time po na may mga ganyang.
Stage mommy.
Opo. Stage mom nga. Si Lola, kasama
si
Lola din stage mom.
Kasi
stage Lola.
Dito po sa Australia, pero si mama ko po kasi nung nasa Philippines pa po kami, siya po yung laging nakasuporta sa akin. Well, sila Lola ko din po, kaya lang nandito po kasi sila. Australian citizen po.
Mm-mm. So paano mo naman nalaman, Crystal, na linya mo yung performing arts?
Bali nung pong second year high school po kasi ako, nalaman ko lang po na meron po pala, nakakakanta po pala ako. Nung end po ng school year namin ng second year, sabi po ng teacher ko, kailangan ko pong i-push yung sarili ko po, i-try ko daw po magkanta, mag-perform. Tapos first guesting ko po sa Philippines sa radio station din po.
Mm-mm. And you also auditioned X Factor Philippines.
Opo, kaya lang po, hindi po pinalad na makapunta sa mismong laban.
Mm-mm.
Pero hanggang sa last part po ng audition, nakapagano po ako.
Okay, sa lahat ng mga achievements mo sa entertainment and arts field, bakit mo naisipang, nandun ka na lumipat dito sa Australia?
Opo. Nandito po kasi yung family ko po.
Ah, okay.
So, tsaka yun po, syempre gusto ko po silang makasama. Tsaka gusto ko rin po sanang itry kung papala rin dito na makapag-audition sa mga singing contest dito.
Ah, okay. So your parents are here as well?
Opo, kami pong lahat.
Kayong lahat?
Opo.
Dito ka na nag-aral, dito ka na nag nagtrabaho?
Ano po, pumunta lang po ako dito noong 2016 po. Kasama po yung mga kapatid ko. Nauna po dito yung parents ko. Mm-hmm. So, nung pumunta po kami dito, inisponsoran po kasi yung papa ko. So, yun po.
Mm, hindi mo naman miss yung ginagawa mo sa Pilipinas?
Actually, may times po na nami-miss ko. Tapos, yung pong mga kasama ko rin po nagpe-perform doon, pati po yung mga ibang celebrities. Sabi nga po nila, pagbalik ko, itry ko daw po ulit.
Sa lahat ng mga nasalihan mo, ano yung pinaka-unforgettable experience mo? At hindi mo talaga malilimutan na audition or performance that you can remember?
Yun pong sa Will Time Big Time.
Bakit?
Ano po kasi ang hirap po ng dinanas ko po doon eh. More than 2,000 po kaming nag-audition. Umaga, madaling araw po kaming pumunta doon. Tapos na rin po kami ng madaling araw. As in na try ko pong makiinom sa hindi ko kakilala. Dahil sobrang toyong-toyo na po yung lalamunan ko. Tapos yung parang doon ko po talaga binuhos lahat na kahit wala pong yung mga backer po kasi 'di ba usually may mga ganun po na may mga cut po pero yun po ako pinilit ko po talaga na sa sarili ko na makasali doon kasi gusto ko po talagang parang may gusto po akong patunayan kasi sa Pampanga mahirap po marami po magagaling na mga singers.
Nandun pa rin yung ano thinking na kailangan may mapatunayan ako, kailangan may ma-achieve ako.
Na experience ko po kasing mabully and yung pong sinabi na parang wala ka naman boses ganyan.
Paano mo naman nilabanan yun? Yung mga
ano po? Sinasabi ko lang po sa mama ko kapag may mga ganun po pati kay papa ko. Tapos yun po, sabi po nila pag-pray ko na lang po, ganun.
And what keeps you going? Up to here, talagang sinunod mo yung gusto ng puso mo?
Siyempre po, parang gusto ko pa rin pong matuto. Ako po para po sa sarili ko, hindi ko pa rin po sinasabi na ang galing-galing ko or what. Kasi marami po talaga na magagaling. Ako po, andun pa rin po ako sa learning stage until ngayon.
Oh, at saka each artist, unique naman eh, kanya-kanyang style. So I'm sure you have your own style that sets you apart from other artists as well. Ano naman yung mga opportunities na binigay sa'yo ng Melbourne? At bakit ka proud na ikaw ay taga-Australia?
Opportunities po. Nakakanta po ako, nagsiserve po ako minsan sa Couples for Christ po. Part po ng community sila mama ko. So, yun po. Hello po sa mga Couples for Christ. Hello po sa inyo, pati po sa boss ko. And yun nga po, pag may mga events po sila sa Couples for Christ, pinapakanta po nila ako, ganun. Tapos nakapag-gain din po ako maraming tita and tito, at saka mga parang mga kapatid na maliliit. Tapos yun, proud po ako kasi na dito po ako sa Victoria kasi mababait yung mga tao, at saka marami pong Filipino.
Mm-hmm. 2 years here, or 3 years?
3 po.
3 years na nahirapan ka bang mag-transition, Crystal?
Kasi
half una of po, your life nandun ka.
Opo. Until now naman po, parang meron pa rin po yung times na bigla na lang po ako malulungkot. Parang feeling ko po parang wala talaga ako sa sarili ko pong bansa. Pero pag naiisip ko po na nandyan po yung mga family and friends na Filipinos, parang okay, I feel safe. Ganun po. Tsaka mababait naman po lahat.
Oo. Yung iba nga dyan, estudyante lang, diba?
Yun nga po yung
wala silang family, friends lang. Opo, so you're very blessed.
Opo. Oo. Sabi nga po nung mga ibang tao, blessed ka kasi nandito yung halos sa side po ni papa ko, andito po lahat. Tapos marami pong kakilala. So, blessed kasi yung iba nga, mag-isa lang talaga sila eh.
Mm-mm. At kami ay excited na marinig ang iyong magandang boses. Crystal, anda ka na bang kumanta?
Yes.
Anong kakantahin mo, by the way?
Tadhana po. Tadhana. Kay Regine po.
Nako, biritan to. Okay, ihanda na ang inyong mga tenga. Okay, eto na po, si Crystal.
Sa hindi inaasahan pagtatagpo ng mga mundo, may minsan lang na nagtugtong damang-daman ang ugong nito. Hindi pa ba sapat ang sakit at ang lahat na hinding-hindi ko ipararanas sa'yo? Ibinubunyag ka ng iyong mata, sumisigaw ng pagsinta. Ba't di papatulan ang pagsuyong nagkulang? Tayong umaasang hilaga't kanluran. Ikaw ang hantugan at bilang kanlungan mo, ako ang sasagip sa'yo. Saan nga ba patungo na kaya pagkat nahihiwagaan ang bagyo ng tadhana ay dinadala ko sa init ng bisig mo. Ba't di pa sabihin ang hindi mo maamin? Ipauubaya na lang bato sa hangin. Huwag mong ikatakot ang bulong ng damdamin mo, ako ang sasagip sa'yo. Pagsuyong nagkulang, tayong umaasang hilaga't kanluran. Ikaw ang hantungan at bilang kanlungan mo, ako ang sasagip sa'yo. Ako ang sasagip sa'yo.
Ayan po. Wow, palakpakan naman natin si Crystal. Nako, natahimik ako. Grabe. Oo, parang hintay ko may mag-buzz. O, Crystal, hindi ka, kasi nga, lagi ka na nagpo-perform, di ba? Meron pa bang kaba when you're
sobra
on stage
po,
or even now?
Nga po, kinakabahan ako. Kaya parang feeling ko, hindi ko mailabas yung... Pero okay lang naman po. Oh. Kasi... Kailangan kong i-overcome yun.
Oo, so sa dami, hindi mo pa na-overcome? Or talagang, I think it's normal. Lahat
normal
tayo,
lang
diba?
Po kasi, lalo na po, Australia to eh. Melbourne to eh. So parang, ibang-iba po talaga siya sa Philippines. Parang doon, parang okay lang kasi Filipino, alam naman nila din na kung magkamali or something or kung kinakabahan. Pero dito parang, syempre parang feeling ko mataas yung expectation ng mga tao.
Nakaganap ka na ba sa mga Australiano o sa ibang lahi dito?
Ah, opo.
Nakukumpara mo yung feeling? Iba-iba talaga?
Nag-join po kasi ako dati ng competition dito rin sa city.
Ah.
Take the mic po yata yun.
Kumusta yun?
Okay naman po, dapat po mag-show po kami. Parang meron, yung isa po sa, ay dalawa po sa mga judges po, kinukuha po ako sana para magbuo po ng group.
Mm-hmm.
Parang mga girl group po yata yon. Kaya lang po, nataon po na yung show po namin nun, uuwi po ako ng Philippines. So parang, syempre, na-miss ko po yung Philippines. Parang mas nag-grab ko na lang tuloy yung pag-uwi. Kasi nakabook na po yun eh. Tapos later na lang po, later ko na lang po malaman na magkaka-show po pala, magkakaroon ng girl group. So yun, sayang din.
Ayan,
po.
Marami pang mga paparating na mga proyekto para sa'yo.
Sana po.
Syempre maraming salamat, Crystal, sa pagbahagi ng iyong talento. Mamaya makakausap ka din namin at sa ating pagbabalik ay makakapanayam naman natin ang Batingaw People's Music. Nagbabalik po ang SBS Filipino Weekend Edition ng ating oras, alas 10:36 ng umaga. At sa ating pagpapatuloy, makakapanayam naman natin ngayon ang Batingaw People's Music. Sa muli, Joven, Eugene, and Celine. Hello again, guys!
Hey. Hello! Good morning!
Thank you sa oras ninyo. Okay, first question, paano ba nabuo yung grupo?
I spoke to Eugene, I think it was end of last year. I had been thinking about it for a while and thinking that there was very little representation of Filipino music in Melbourne music scene. And I started to ask around and see whether any other Filipino musicians were interested. And straight away, Eugene was like, I've been thinking about that as well.
Wow.
And so, yeah, within a month, we had gotten together and he had asked Jovan to come along. And we also have a bass player as well now. There's four of us.
So same minds think alike. You know?
I think so. And it was also about more protest music and reviving the old folk music from the 60s that spoke about it, what we felt were important issues even today.
But Celine, you grew up here in Australia.
No, actually,
really.
I didn't. I grew up in the Philippines. I came over here about 11 or 12 years ago.
So you have like an influence, Filipino music influence running.
I suppose. You could say that, yes.
Yeah. Pero mostly lahat ng mga natutunan mo in music, you've learned here in Australia already.
My dad taught me to play guitar, and I think a lot of the music I used to listen to was definitely more my dad's, a lot of my dad's music. And then I found Asin later on and learned a lot of their songs with these guys. So,
And how do you guys know each other?
Actually, I met Celine 5 years ago in one event.
Mm. It was an event on climate change and human rights in the Philippines.
Yeah, and then we met there. But I'm not playing during that time.
You were the sound guy.
Yeah, I'm just the sound guy. And then during that time, we forgot to exchange the contact number. Mm-hmm. So that's why, after that, hindi na kami nagkita.
And then we ran into each other again playing at a fundraiser for the Asylum Seeker Resource Center.
Okay.
And then kami nag-meet. Tapos
And then we asked about it, and that's how we met Joven as well, through Eugene.
Yeah. You have one common goal, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, tanong ko din, napaka-unique yung pangalan ng grupo. Bakit Batingaw People's Music ang ipinangalan?
Well, Batingaw means bell, a warning sounds of a bell that captures the attentions of peoples amidst dangerous events or issues. Kasi ginamit siya dati as a warning sounds during Spaniards. Mm. Na kapag naririnig mo yung batingaw,
look for shelter.
Enemies coming. So yun ang then trinanslate namin to sa aming group na we should give sounds to the people, awareness. What's going on, environmental, human rights, something like socials. So, kaya ayun, tinawag namin yung sarili namin Batingaw People's Music.
And we're playing cultural songs, cultural folk songs, yes?
And also like our own compositions on current social issues.
Paano nyo naman hinahatid sa pamamagitan ng musika yung mga concerns o abala sa issue ng kultura at ng lipunan?
Alam mo, people have differences, even brothers like myself. Mm-hmm. I have a difference with my siblings, But one thing in common we have is the love for music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our way of educating the people through music, through our melodies, and then grabbing the issues that's happening nowadays. We are trying to modernize the approach, put that in words and then music, and then we gather to practice. That's it.
Mm-mm.
So I think it's our way of giving back to the people. We are like here in Victoria, we are living in a somewhat
comfortable
life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And way back in the Philippines, you can see a lot of people are suffering from hunger,
poverty.
Yeah, racism, and everything. And so we were trying to educate the people. This is the true
face of the Philippines. Mm. This is behind.
So we're touching about the stories ng stories, mga Filipinos. Dinadala natin dito sa Australia. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And at the same time, dito rin, meron din mga struggles sa mga workers dito.
That's true. Oh, oh.
There is. So we're trying to expose.
Expose
something that is quite hidden. Hidden behind the mass of affluence that we have here. That's it.
So in a different approach through music.
But hindi rin hindi lang din kaming artist, musical artist na gumagawa nito. Actually, it's member kami ng kami yung core musical group of Advanced League of People's Music.
Yeah.
Advanced League of People's Artists in Melbourne. So mga grupo to ng mga artists, writers, filmmakers na we are the same advocacies.
Okay. Bali itong ALPA, ito yung pinaka-umbrella group ng grupo, no? Mm. So meron dito mga film artists, may mga directors diyan, merong mga writers from University of the Philippines na nandito for exchange students. Maraming iba't ibang klaseng sining ang nandito, merong mga nasa teatro. So ito yung advocacy namin to educate the people what's happening in our country and in our vicinity. Mm. So kami lang yung pinaka core group ng sa audio. We are the singers and we are but still Batingao can stand as one too.
So are we expecting action? Social change through the songs?
Yeah, I think so because
that's the aim.
For me it's just parang flashback kasi when I was in college in the Philippines. Andin ako sa UP aktivista kasi ako And I'm also a member of Buklod. This is Bukloran na musikero for sa Pilipinas. Flashback sa akin kasi yung mga music na gagawin namin is the music that I've been doing way back. And pati yung covers, I used to tour with the scene and Sampaguita in the Philippines. So parang flashback sa akin. So when Eugene opened up, even before he finished, and I said, yes.
Oo.
I mean.
Nakarelate ka.
Relate ka agad ako. So, I mean.
Oo.
Yeah, that's it.
Ano naman katangi-tangi sa grupo? What makes the group unique?
We come from different...
Probably what we speak about and what we care about, I think. We're very much focused on songs that... I suppose about speaking out, because it's important to speak out when you do not agree with, say, the current government or things like that, because speaking out shows that you do not, that they do not speak for you. And I think that is really important, and we are not scared to do that. I think that's what brings us together.
We're just channels of what the... What do you call this? A people's sentiment. Yeah.
Yes.
We're just channeling it through our music.
And how do you collate all those? Kasi di ba kayo yung medium.
Yep.
Kayo yung medium para mapadala yung mensahe. So paano nyo kinukuha yung kwento ng mga tao? Is there anyone writing the songs, or are you guys?
We are all writing songs.
Okay.
So we are sometimes past experiences. Like Celine, she's been through a lot too.
Mm-mm.
And when I was still in the Philippines, I've been through a lot too. I know the people struggle because I was on the extreme.
Yep.
Extreme. So I know. Mm-hmm. And Eugene too, who's also the chairperson of Migrante, Melbourne, Northside.
Mm-hmm.
He also knows.
Okay.
So we have things in common. Talaga, really. With the struggles.
Yeah. Bukas ay mapapakinggan natin yung buong grupo. Pero syempre, magpapasample kayo ngayon sa amin. Dito sa SBS Radio. Anong kanta ito?
Yeah, we'd like to do Celine's composition.
This is called Stop Mining My Country. And it was written about the mining that goes on in the Philippines.
Yep.
Because a lot of international companies come in, they mine, they leave giant mounds of soil and sand behind, and when a typhoon comes, it floods through the villages and kills a lot of people. And that is still ongoing. That happened again last year. That has been going almost every year. So that's what this song is about.
Please welcome Batingao People's Music.
Thank you. I went off to find some gold, pretty one. Went off to find some gold, pretty one. I went off to find some gold in a land so poor and far, to bring it back to you, pretty one.
It lay neath the forest, pretty one. Oh, it lay neath the forest where strange bird had the nest. It lay neath the forest, pretty one. So I said to men to row it, pretty one. I said some men to work, pretty one. Oh, I said some men to work, to dig the forest for my gold, turn the forest to their soil, pretty one.
Then the rains came a-falling, pretty one. The rains came a-fallin', pretty one. Oh, the rains came a-fallin', and they sent the soil a-tumblin' onto villages all round, pretty one. But I brought you back that gold, pretty one.
I brought you back that gold, pretty one. Oh, I brought you back that gold, had it turned into a ring. So will you marry me, pretty one? Will you marry me, pretty one?
People's music. Wow.
Hindi ko marami.
What's the title of the song again?
It's called Stop Mining My Country.
Stop Mining My Country. And you wrote that, Celine?
Yes.
Yeah. Ano yung emotions mo nung sinusulat mo yung kantang yun?
I guess it's a mixture of sadness and anger and I think sad. And the need to do something. Mm-hmm. I think it's very hard to find an avenue to do something. Sometimes you look at what's going on in the world and you feel, well, what can one person do?
Yeah.
And so it's important to just use what you have. Like, you know, we can sing, so let's sing.
Mm.
We can tell stories, let's tell stories. And it may or may not make a change, but at least we're trying.
Yeah,
right?
Trying, yes, to tell the world.
Ano naman yung gusto niyong makuha ng mga nakikinig sa inyong mga awitin?
We want them to have an awareness, no?
Mm.
Just because it's just a first step na ginagawa namin. So, ginagawa namin yung first step. So, they have to be awakened or something like that. In a way, kailangan namin sabihin kasi if not, no one will ever do this.
Mm. And also giving the bravery and the courage to others to speak out.
Speak out.
Like, it's okay. Yeah. You can.
It's okay to speak out.
Mm.
Tsaka yung, ano, yung mga gawain na, let's say, environment, environmental issues, na yung iba patuloy pa rin na, ano, walang habas na sinisira yung mga kalikasan. So yun lang naman yung gusto namin mangyari.
Na, kahit yung simple yung pagtapo ng basura.
Yung sa ganun lang.
Disiplina lang.
Disiplina
lang. Yung iba hindi naniniwala sa climate change. Yung at least mahatid namin sa kanila. Hindi totoong totoo ang climate change. Mm. Nararamdaman na natin.
Yan.
Yeah, the people who suffer it the most are the people who are further down the line, who do not benefit from what we are doing to the world, actually. So the first people to suffer are the people from still developing countries, like, say, people in the Philippines or in Asia Pacific. Mm. And they're the ones who will first suffer. It won't be us living here in affluence. It'll be those people.
ang masakit pa doon tayo yung dahilan. Right.
Yeah, we are. Because it's happening in our country. It will start in our country. And eventually, parating ang panahon, no, mabubura yung Pilipinas sa ganong klaseng pagkasira ng environment. Ano? Mm-hmm. And what will happen, wala tayong contingency plan. Mm-hmm. But they have. Mm-hmm. That's why they're doing their mess outside their country. Mm-hmm. And most of them are investors, not mm-hmm. Filipinos.
Yeah. Oo nga. Nabuksan yung isipan natin.
We're not exploiting our own resources there. Mm-hmm. It's the foreigners that are doing it. Mm-hmm. And we are allowing it. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Mm-hmm. At isang awitin pa mula sa inyo. Anong susunod nating awitin?
Sige. It's a cover song from Asin.
Asin. Okay.
Binigyan lang namin ng konting renditions yung expression namin. Pero similar lang din siya dun sa original.
It's so, about the environment as well. So it's about taking care of the environment and why we should care. It's such a beautiful folk song. I remember hearing it for the first time and crying and I heard it. So when I met these guys, like, we really need to play this song. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Once again, Butting Out People's Music.
3, 4.
Ka bang napapansin sa iyong mga kapaligiran? Kahit tuminan ng hangin, pati na ang mga ilog natin. Hindi na masamang paglad at malayo-layo na rin ang ating narating. Ngunit masdan mo ang tubig sa dagat, dating kulay asul, ngayon naging itim. Ang mga duming ating ikinalat sa hangin, sa langit, huwag na natin paabutin. Kung tayo pumanaw mang sariwang hangin, sa langit natin matitikmang. Mayroon lang akong hinihiling, sa aking pagpanaw sana'y tago lang. Gitara ko ay aking dadalhin, upang sa ulap na lang tayo magkantahan. Ang mga batang ngayon lang isinilang, may hangin pa kayang matitikman. Mga puno pa kaya silang aakyatin, may mga ilong pa kayang lalanguyan. Bakit di natin pag-isipan ang nangyayari sa ating kapaligiran? Hindi na masamang pag-unlad kung hindi nakakasira ng kalikasan. Darating ang panahon, mga ibong dala ay wala nang madadapuan. Masdan mo ang mga punong dati ay kay tatag, ngayon namamatay dahil sa ating kalukuhan. Ang bagay na narito sa lupa, biyayang galing sa Diyos kahit nung ika'y wala pa. Ingatan natin at huwag nang sirain pa, pagkat pag kanyang binawi tayo'y mawawala na.
pong hinihiling sa aking pagpanaw sana ay tag-ulan. Gitara ko ay aking dadalhin upang sa ulap na lang tayo magkantahan.
Napakain mo siya na laman ng kanta, no? Ng asin. Maraming salamat, Batingaw People's Music.
Thank you for having us.
Excited din kami na mas mapakinggan pa ang inyong mga
salamat,
kanta. Mga awitin bukas. Dahil bukas magaganap ang Philippine Fiesta. Imbitahan natin ang ating mga tagapakinig. Crystal, imbitahan natin sila.
Hello po sa lahat ng mga taga Melbourne. Ini-invite po namin kayo manood sa amin and makisaya po sa amin sa Philippine Festival 2019, and it's happening tomorrow at Queen Victoria Market and from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. But I think we're gonna be local in talents 10 to 3:30 po. Mm.
Alam niyo ba kung sino pang ibang mga gaganap?
Ah, we'll be there. And
Mary
Ann.
Si
Sir Mike. Balbidia.
How about pagkaing Pinoy?
Oh, syempre. Yes.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Parang yun yata ang isa sa inaabangan ni
Celine. Meron din po pala tayong halo-halo eating contest, pati po barbecue eating contest.
Ay nako, gusto ko yun. Makasumali ako.
Take away for the rest of the week.
Ayan.
Panalo na. Panalo pa rin.
Panalo ka na, kuya. Okay. Ayan, nandun din ang SBS Radyo mula alas 10 hanggang alas 4. Meron kaming stall doon sa mga gusto pong makisaya. May libre kaming pa-picture, photo booth. So, bisita po kayo doon sa ating stall at makipag-usap sa lahat ng mga personahe ng SBS Filipino at SBS Radio. Sa muli, yes,
speaking of photo booth din po, One Click Photo Booth, nandun din po sila tomorrow.
Wow.
So, doon po ako nag-work. Boss ko, hi, Boss Audra and Boss Ed. Hello po.
May libreng pa-picture ba mula sa'yo?
I think po, unlimited po yun the whole day. So, yun po, punta po kayo, picture-picture po tayong lahat.
Baka kumanta ka habang nagpipicture.
Pwede din.
Why not? Thank you,
hello
guys.
Hello po sa lahat.
Siyempre po, nagdaan na naman po ang isang oras. Maraming salamat sa inyong pagkikinig sa SBS Filipino. Hanggang bukas pong muli, alas 10 hanggang alas 11 ng umaga. Ako inyong lingkod, Claudette Centeno Calixto. Nagsasabing daghang salamat and to God be the glory.
sbs.com.au